Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest, and part 2 of The Beast of the Backwoods. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and smash that thumbs up. Now, let's get spooky. The morning after the deer incident, Eric and I woke up to my arguing parents downstairs. To their credit, they thought I wasn't home, but it still wasn't fun to listen to. It was one of the reasons I tried to stay out so much. So we snuck out past them and walked down to his house instead to clean up. I crawled out of the shower that morning feeling a little better, but still shaken. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. In the mirror, I could see dark bags under my eyes. Not a good look. I slipped a shirt over my head and walked downstairs, where Eric was sitting at the table, fork in one hand and knife in the other, like some kind of cartoon character. His mom brought pancakes to the table for us and we both happily wolfed them down. Shower, check. Breakfast, check. Now, it was time to figure out what the hell that thing was. We biked down together towards the downtown, following the river, and then turned down Main Street and towards the place where our friend Elijah worked. We hooked up our bikes and moved to the window, pressing up against it to look in. Sure enough, he was there, behind the counter. Eric waved his giant arms at him. He looked embarrassed. Once we were inside, we found a spot at the corner and sat down in front of him. "Can you please stop pressing your faces up against the glass like that?" he asked. "Now I'm gonna have to go out there and clean it later." Elijah was kind of a small kid, even smaller than me. He had a pointy nose but a soft-looking face, and short brown hair that he kept neat. He was wearing round, oversized glasses that made him look even dorkier. Like Eric, except Eric knew how to own it.
"Listen, dude," I said to him, pounding the table. "We need to talk. Where are the guys at?"
"Douglas is out of town," he said, wiping the counter. "Left yesterday, remember?"
"Then where's Chad?"
"I don't know. Job interview somewhere." I groaned.
"All right, whatever. He's no good at using his head anyways."
"What time do you get out?"
2:00. I don't understand what's so important, though."
"We saw something," Eric said. "Deer mutilation."
"Ah, okay. Ew, I guess."
"It exploded, man. Guts everywhere."
"We need to find out what it was," I told him.
Elijah scratched his head. "But why?"
"Okay," Eric held up his hands. "You weren't there. You don't get it. It exploded."
"I don't see why we need to investigate. It was a bear."
"Ha." Eric looked at me and pointed. "Told ya."
"Whatever, man. It wasn't a bear." Behind us, the diner door opened and a familiar voice called out to us.
"Yo, you guys hanging without me?"
We all turned around to look.
Oh god, it was Danny.
He waltzed right up to me and punched me in the shoulder right before sitting down. Danny was a skinny guy with brown skin and a brown mullet that looked like something out of an 80s flick. He also had this weird little mustache coming in on his upper lip, clinging to it like little strands of string.
"What are we talking about?" he said once he was comfortable in his chair.
"Deer explosion," Eric told him.
"Easy. You stuff fireworks up there."
"Not a how-to, you blockhead," I said. "Out in the woods last night, we saw something rip one apart."
"Gnarly."
"Not gnarly. Sounds pretty gnarly to me."
"You don't know left from right, Danny."
"I know what your mom sounds like in bed."
"Oh, really funny. You're a comedian."
"I know it," he said, leaning back and realized he was in a stool, almost falling over. Eric stood up.
"Do you want to come check it out?"
He said, picking something from his teeth. "Why not? Got nothing better to do." I signed. Danny was like the weight of our group. He only got invited to things some of the time, because the other half of the time he was causing trouble, or embarrassing someone, or generally being a prick. But somehow, he had wedged himself in. There was no way he was going to be any help with this. But at least we could go there and get a better look.
We stood up together and left Elijah and the diner behind, riding up the edge of the cul-de-sac and dropping our bikes by the forest edge. Even under the sun, I felt chills riding my spine. We walked in together. "I'm telling you, dude," Eric said as we moved. "It was like a push-gra." He made weird sounds with his mouth and clapped his hands together. Boom. Gone. "All of it?" "Most of it. Blew up in front of us, and whatever it was dragged it off into the woods." "I'm surprised you even noticed it. I thought you would have been too busy sucking each other off to notice anything." "Danny," I cut in, "do you ever shut up? Jealous I'm talking to your boyfriend?" I groaned and rubbed my hands in my face. Eric stopped and pulled out his compass. "This way," he said. We all turned a little to the left. We walked for another 5 minutes into the woods. Was it really this far out? It seemed like we only ran for a few seconds the night before. Eventually, I started to recognize the trees. "There," Eric pointed. The old hunting tower stood, leaning against the same old tree. In the light of the day, it seemed even more rotten. "Where?" Danny complained. "There's nothing here." "Not here," said Eric. "Across the clearing." Danny ran into the grass towards the other side. "God, it's like he took extra annoying pills this morning," I groaned. "How is he going to be any help with this anyhow?" "Relax, he's a tester. We'll see what he thinks of it. You know he always downplays stuff." "I guess." We made it to the other side of the clearing where Danny was kneeling down poking something with a stick. I gritted my teeth, peering over the grass. A chunk of flesh appeared, about the size of a baseball. Still pink and kind of wet, I felt like gagging. "Where's the rest of it?" he wondered. "I don't know. That way?" Eric said, pointing. Danny stood up and cracked his neck. "I think you guys are full of it. It was probably a bear, like you said." "And weren't you guys drinking last night?" "I only had one beer," I told him. "And this happened way later in the night. I wasn't drunk. We weren't just imagining it." "Well," he said, looking off into the trees, "it was nothing. You guys pissed yourself over nothing." "I didn't piss myself, and it wasn't nothing," I objected. "We saw something." "Something boring." Eric made an explosion noise with his mouth and used his hands to show an explosion. "Look, there's blood all over the place over here," I said, pointing. We all looked. It was dry now, but there was no mistake that it was blood. The leaves of the ground cover was stained in it. I followed the trail with my eyes into the woods. "Deers bleed a lot," Danny said, patting me on the back. "I went hunting with my dad once. Shot a big one. It bled like hell." I pushed him off and started to follow the trail of blood into the trees. The others followed me. I felt uncomfortable following the trail of this thing, but I wanted to find the rest of the deer, and I also wanted to stick it to Danny to prove that it wasn't nothing. I just hoped that we wouldn't run into its den or anything, or it, for that matter. The thought made me slow down a little bit. Eric took my place, scanning the ground and moving through the bushes like a giant oaf. I had to go around them and jump over sticks. "This thing was booking it," Eric said to us, eyes still on the ground. "Look how thin the trail is, and how splattered the blood is. It was running with the deer all the way through here, and all the branches are broken too." "Why would it do that if it already got it?" I wondered. "I don't know. Doesn't really make very much sense." The trail started to get thicker. I turned around a tree and Eric stopped in his tracks. I hit his back, Danny hit mine. The both of us looked around him. There it was, down by the stream. The deer carcass. If you could still call it that. Flies were buzzing around it already, landing on the exposed flesh and bits of skin that had been ripped off of it. I saw a broken antler in the bushes to the side, but most of it was just a mound of meat, but not much of it. I winced. Why'd it leave the rest of it here? Eric mumbled. Must have been full, but there's barely anything left. It basically ate the whole thing. All that's left is some bones and organs, I guess.
Danny walked up to it first. He made a face.
He's missing out, because this shit looks scrumptious.
Why don't you take a bite and get some salmonella? I suggested.
Why don't you go swim in it and get maggots under your skin?
Guys, Eric said off to the side.
Why don't you pretend to be a deer and get eaten?
Why don't you go poke the bear with a stick?
Why don't you...
Guys, Eric said again.
What?
We both yelled.
Look.
He was pointing at the ground over by the stream. We both walked up to him and craned our necks to see.
What is it? Danny asked.
A footprint, he said.
What the hell kind of footprint is that?
I twisted my head back and forth trying to get a good look at it. The footprint was pretty well defined. The mud by the stream preserved it well, but it was huge. 2 feet long, at least. And it was shaped almost like a triangle, with 3 points that I assumed were claws on each end. The three of us looked up at each other, and then back down at the print.
Definitely not a bear, Eric said in a small voice.
Kinda looks like a bear, Danny shrugged. Look at the claws. I gave him a confused look.
What?
Have you ever seen a bear?
That's one big bear,
Eric nodded.
Also, three-toed?
It probably lost some, Danny said, trying to defend his case.
And grew one on the back? I said.
I don't know, maybe it got mutated.
Eric moved across the stream in the direction the print was facing.
It went this way, he said. You could tell because some of the branches are broken.
Oh, buddy, I said nervously. I don't think we should follow the rest of the trail.
My heart was starting to beat faster.
Good Lord, that was a big foot. No wonder it effortlessly obliterated the buck.
Eric stopped.
Yeah, you're right. I think we should make a print of this.
I turned to see Danny poking his stick into the hole.
No, I yelled at him, pushing him back.
What? I'm giving it more toes.
I groaned for the 80th time that day.
It's fine, Eric told me. He didn't stick it in that deep, not as deep as the print.
You guys are boring, Danny moaned. I still think that you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Then why don't you go in after it? I proposed.
Fine.
Fine.
I turned to look at Eric before realizing what he had said and glanced back at him.
Wait, what?
But he was already on the move.
He splashed through the stream and continued to the other side in the direction the foot was headed.
Hey! I yelled.
Wait!
Eric and I ran after him. He was making drumming sounds with his mouth as he moved through the woods haphazardly.
I don't think this is a good idea, I told him.
Eric, is this a good idea?
He shrugged. Probably not.
You two are little girls. I thought you wanted to find this thing.
I snorted. Not by walking into its jaws.
Danny didn't say anything. He just kept walking.
Wrong way, Eric said.
Huh?
Wrong way. You're going off the trail.
Oh, so you could track things? What are you, Indian? He scuffed.
First of all, Eric poked him. That's racist. Second, you could tell. Look at the branches. They're all broken that way.
I looked.
He was right. The creature was big. Huge. It didn't take an expert to see where it went.
Fine. You lead the way.
I will.
Guys, I said nervously. I think this is a bad idea. It is a bad idea. We cannot follow this path deeper into the woods.
We're following the edge of town right now, Eric told me over his shoulder. Actually, we might even be closer than we were before.
I grumbled. All I could think about was the mutilated deer.
I followed the two as the trail continued to wind around the trees. Every once in a while, Eric would stop to check the surroundings or look at his compass. He flipped it closer and tasted the air, laughing about it, and kept walking. I wondered how he could joke around when we were following something so dangerous. But every once in a while, I could see a shadow across his face as he looked at the extent of the damage of the branches around us. Its size really became clear when we ducked through a particularly thick region of undergrowth.
The branches moved to create a web across the path, and yet they had already been broken, snapped, dangling on threads while the leaves were still green. This had happened recently, probably last night or this morning, I shuddered. Two of us could stand side by side in the path and there is still extra room. I tugged at my collar. As we moved more in silence, the sky started to get dark. Clouds. A few distant thundercaps rolled in. Suddenly, Eric stopped and bent over. Danny kept walking. What is it? I asked, squatting next to him. He moved some debris out of the way and picked up a feather. A long brown and white feather. Cool.
Did it kill a bird?
What? No, I mean, probably not, he reassured me. I think it's from a big bird, like a hawk or something. It just fell out of the sky.
A bird fell out of the sky?
No, you moron, the feather.
Oh.
He stood up and followed him. I caught up to Danny, who was having trouble staying on the trail without our help. The sky darkened a little bit before a few raindrops started falling.
This sucks, Danny blurted.
Then go home, I told him.
Maybe I will. It's better than getting rained on.
Whatever. The storm's gonna pass us, Eric said.
I think. I hope so.
Oh, so now you could read the weather? Danny mocked him.
No, it's just not raining very hard. You can't even see the sky from here, you dumbass.
Why are you so mean? I yelled at him. Why are you so bitchy? I'm just messing around with you.
Go mess around with someone who'll tolerate you.
Screw you. You're lucky I even came with you guys.
What?
You've been nothing but a jab at us the whole trip. You wanted to come.
All I said was that Eric can't read the weather because you could barely see the sky and...
Shut it! Eric yelled. Both of you, shut up! I can't hear that thing in the bushes up ahead.
I blinked. What?
What? Danny blinked.
We looked.
I couldn't see anything.
Where is it?
Danny wondered. Eric pointed. Something moved a little bit. My stomach turned.
Oh, God.
He put a finger to his lips. A twig snapped.
What do we do? I asked. I don't.
The thing in the bushes took off. It was a rabbit.
Ha! You idiots thought it was a monster, Danny cackled.
We both gave him the stink eye. And then, something far off shrieked. It echoed around the woods. Danny shut the hell up immediately, and we both looked at Eric. Eric looked back at us.
Holy crap, I said. That's the sound.
He nodded, eyes wide and mouth open.
What sound? Danny said.
The creature, I told him.
That's it.
Oh God, that was it.
Where is it then?
Do I look like I know? We both heard it at the same time, genius.
It was that way, Eric said, pointing down the trail. Probably far enough away not to be a problem.
Danny wasn't satisfied with that answer.
Probably? What if it's coming back?
Oh, now you're afraid? I rolled my eyes.
I'm not afraid, and anyways, that was before I heard it.
What, our mound of evidence that it wasn't some kind of horrifying hell beast wasn't enough?
Nope, not really. I tugged at my hair. Let's get out of here, Eric. Danny's right. It might come back.
Yeah, okay, he nodded, but he didn't move.
Now, buddy.
Hold on. He lifted his finger and kept moving it along the trail.
Dude!
He stopped and got down on one knee to look at something else on the ground. I ran up to him, checking the trees in the direction we heard the noise.
What?
Look at this. He sounded mystified. I looked. I wasn't really sure what I was seeing. A large section of bushes had been smashed down and flattened. Kind of like a rough circular shape, it was at least 8 feet wide.
I think it was sleeping here.
A knot began to form in my throat. We already established that this thing was massive, and now we were just standing around in the place where it slept, where it could come back to? Eric moved over to the edge of the nest.
Bones.
He was right. Bones. Big ones. Probably deer bones.
"What's this stuff around it?" he said, flipping them with a stick. I leaned in. "I don't know, dried blood?"
"Look, Jack, the bones are clean. It ate the meat. Let's go."
"I think it puked up the bones. They're clean and don't have any gnaw marks on them."
"Can it do that?"
"If it can, that narrows our list to suspects." "I assume bears don't do that."
"Hell no. We'd seen bear droppings."
I looked back up into the woods. There was nothing there that I could see.
"All right, let's go."
Eric grabbed a sample and stood up and nodded.
"Yeah."
Danny was waiting for us, tapping his foot. "Let's make like trees. And by that, I don't mean standing in one place." We moved off the trail and started off towards civilization. The rain was picking up a little bit, but it was still enough to be ignored. Suddenly, there was another screech, followed by a scream. A human scream. All three of us stopped, and then Eric bolted off towards the sound. I hesitated before doing the same, leaving Danny behind. We jumped over a log and under some branches, moving through the woods like we had done the night before, running away from that thing. But now, we were running towards it. My heart pounded in my chest. Together, we stumbled onto a little dirt road that curved through the tall trees overhanging it, and towards some little house that I could barely make out through them. Another scream. I stumbled forward and caught myself as Eric rounded the bed and out of view. I jogged out of the woods, breathless. It was a house for sure. One that was thrown out into the woods for some reason, but charming-ish and small.
Eric called out. "Help! Help me!"
A voice responded. We ran around the house and into the backyard. A boy, maybe our age, was in a tree, aiming a pellet gun out by the tree line. I recognized him as someone we went to school with.
"There's something out there," he called down to us, wrapping himself around one of the tree limbs.
"My dog went in after it."
"Don't you have anything else to defend yourself with?" Eric asked.
I don't know. My dad has a gun locked up somewhere in the garage."
"Go get it."
The kid made a face of stress and decided to drop from the tree. He dropped the pellet rifle and scrambled into the back door. Eric followed, and I followed Eric. The kid ran into the garage, and we could hear noises of frantic searching going on. Eric opened the fridge.
"What the hell are you doing?" I squeaked.
He pulled out a slab of meat and shut the door as the other kid came running back in with the pistol in his hand. Eric waved for us to follow him back out. We rushed back into the woods towards the sound of commotion and a dog yelping.
"This way," Eric demanded.
We could hear something massive moving through the trees. A dog was growling and yelping and screaming at it.
"Oh, God,"
I said to myself. Eric moved ahead of us and into the clearing where the noises were even louder. There was a short screech that made me wince, the sound of a tree shaking, and then a massive thump on the ground that I swear I could feel. Eric was the first to see it.
"Holy hell!"
he screamed. The other kids screamed at the sight of it. I tried to get around them, but a tree was in the way. I ducked under the branches and climbed out in time to see the dog viciously tearing away at a massive of feathers and stumbling back out of view. And by mass, I mean mass, at least as tall as Eric combined. It rushed through the branches, snapping all of them as it did. The dog was thrown off. Eric chucked the meat in after it, which amounted to nothing while it hit the dog again. The kid fired the gun with shaking hands, which almost missed. But apparently, it was all it took. It let out another shriek and took off running again, thrashing through the trees. In 10 seconds, I couldn't hear it anymore. The boy ran up to his dog, which was now lying on the ground, matted with blood. He was crying, but the dog was still alive. It looked like he had more than a few broken bones. It yelped. He stuffed his gun into his pocket and lifted it up with effort. Eric helped him. I stood in the mini clearing for a minute, staring at the trail of destruction this thing had left behind. The dog's blood was splattered mostly where it had been lying, but there was also this other, darker blood all around, distinct from anything else. Feathers like the one we had found earlier were also everywhere. I bent down to pick one up. It dripped with thick, dark blood. The trail of the monster was clearly visible in front of me. It was like the opening to another world, where I could see through the wall of leaves and vines and into the dark forest ahead. Where was that thing headed?
Jack! Jack, come with us!
I snapped out of my daze and made for the little house again. They needed help with the dog. We helped the kid out and took the dog to the vet in town. Luckily, it was only a 10-minute walk. The veterinarian told us that the dog would be fine, but would have a limp. In the waiting room, we talked to the kid together. His name was Jeremy, and he was in a grade below us. He lived in that house out in the woods, and was all by himself when this thing showed up.
It just bursted out of the trees, he said to us,
clearly still shaken. I panicked and shot at it, and... He put his face into his hands. I didn't know what to do.
It's all right, Eric told him. You're lucky your dog was there.
He nodded.
She's a good dog.
We all agreed to that.
What was that thing? Jeremy asked.
We both shrugged at the same time.
We're trying to figure it out, I said.
What do I tell my parents?
Eric scratching his head.
Bear, possibly? I nodded.
Bear?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we exactly know what it is.
I guess.
We sat in the room. Someone coughed. A few hours later, me, Eric, Danny, and Elijah were sitting down at the restaurant by the river. We told them the whole story of everything and brought with us the feathers to prove it. Elijah was still skeptical that our view of this thing was super accurate, but every one of us knew that something was out there. Something huge and something horrible. Jeremy had a beaten-up dog to prove it.
What do we do about it? Elijah asked.
Eric leaned back in his chair.
Find out what it is? Figure out how to trap it? Or kill it?
Why don't you just go to the police or animal control?
I guess we could leave a tip and tell them that something's out there, but I doubt that they'll do anything since it's already on record that Jeremy's dog was attacked by a bear.
And besides, I cut in, nobody will believe us.
That's because it sounds stupid, Danny chimed in, but I guess there is actually something out there.
How do we figure out what it is? Elijah asked.
Tomorrow. I'm going to cast that footprint, Eric said. And then we're going to all do some research.
Danny groaned. I'm not.
Figures, I mumbled.
And that's it? Elijah wondered.
Eric shrugged. Well, we might have found out where it sleeps. Maybe we could set up traps.
I guess, he said, rubbing the back of his neck.
All right then, it's settled. Tomorrow, we meet and figure this thing out.
Not me, Danny said, twirling a cigarette in his fingers.
Not Danny,
Elijah agreed. And then we all sat there, eating and talking and pretending like everything was normal for just a little while, before everything went to hell in the coming days.